This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What happens when you put a career-focused woman with two kids trying to balance home and work life in a room with a microphone? Lots of laughter, tears, and great advice. Welcome to Two Kids and a Career.
I've been waiting for my next guest to be on an episode. We've had to reschedule this three times, right? Oh, life.
Very, very busy, you know?
Oh, Miss Kate Rodenfels, how are you?
I'm so great. How are you doing today?
Good. So we work together, but we're friends, but we kind of connected because of our babies.
Absolutely.
And I wanted you to be in this realm of things because we want to talk about infertility. And I cannot believe that I'm this far into episodes of the podcast and I've only had one person talk about her infertility. It's not because there's a lack of infertility issues. There's a ton. Every woman I have spoke to pretty much on the episodes of this podcast have told me that they have a story.
Yeah.
And so we've only discussed it in one entire episode and we're going to discuss it again now because your story is different than hers. And I'm referring to Erica. She was featured in episode 3, which you can go back and listen to that episode. But something that I told her, and I'm telling you now too, I didn't have infertility issues like you two. But when you're trying to get pregnant, and each time that monthly period comes and you're not pregnant, it's
it hurts.
A story.
Yes. And
right.
And everyone always thinks that their story is, well, it's not as bad as the other person. So you don't want to talk about it.
Right.
And there's always a worse story. And so nobody talks about it ever. And so it's, oh, I had a miscarriage. It was only 6 weeks, though. It wasn't, you know, 20 weeks. It was, so you're always comparing these stories, so you feel silly like talking about it all the time. And so it's, yeah, actually, Eric and I, that's how we bonded.
Really?
Yeah, we started talking about, I didn't know her story, and we were sitting at lunch, and it's, we both said at the same time, no one talks about it. And I have been, I'm such an open book about anything, and this has been something that a lot of people have been able to come to me now because, you know, they said that I handled it in a way that they would like to, but I think I just maybe block things out a little bit and just pray that it's all going to work out and thank the good Lord it did, but it's, yeah, I didn't have anyone to talk to about it when I was going through it. So, I mean, I didn't know, my friends hadn't gone through it, my family hadn't gone through it, everyone got pregnant the second they wanted to get pregnant, so no one knew what to say, and I didn't know where to turn, and I actually found a client who had a horrific story. I think she got up to maybe 10 miscarriages and wanted a baby so bad. And it was, and her words were so, so real. Every time I talked to her, you know, it was just like, she would, you know, say a bad word or say, this sucks, you know, like, and it wasn't a God has a plan type message every single time. You know, it was a, it's okay to be sad. It hurts. It's bad. It's bad with your, you know, your husband's hurting, you're hurting, and it's hard to get back up on your feet and start again.
So with all that, I hate that you didn't have anyone to talk to, but now I'm looking at you and I'm realizing you are someone else who is listening, who doesn't have someone to talk to, and I want you to be the person that they are talking to. So let's back it up, and I know it's going to be hard, and I'm very thankful for you for sharing your story. Because there is something, and you may not even remember this, that happened between you and me. And I thought, oh my gosh, was that the wrong thing to do? But we'll get there. So tell me about the journey. What happened?
Sure.
Where did it start? What's going on?
Well, my husband and I got married, well, according to St. Louis, a little later in life.
I know, same
right?
Situation.
Like we weren't
here.
In our 20s. And
gosh.
So,
and one thing you and I talked about is we both were asked when we both got married, is this your second marriage?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. And then you better start trying fast.
Shut up.
Yeah. Like, oh, and I remember going in when I first found out I was pregnant and they said, well, you are high risk, uh-huh. not high risk, or you're an older age and you're high, you know, and I was like, what? I'm 31. Like, what is going, you know?
And I was older than you.
Or 32, 33. Yeah. I can't remember how old. But it's young 30s where, you know, it was mind-blowing to think of it that way. But then I think both your and I's mind worked the same way of, oh my God, the what ifs.
Mm-hmm.
And you never, ever thought you'd be the person having issues having babies. And
right.
then someone says something slightly like that. And it's like, okay, I guess I should be prepared. And I'm glad, I guess, I started to mentally prepare myself that something could happen so it wasn't such a shock. But
okay, so you get pregnant.
Yeah, we get pregnant. No problem. And we had a couple appointments, and then we went for our 12-week. That was the first miscarriage. And it was, the ultrasound was up on this big screen. I'll never forget it. And the baby wasn't moving. And the nurse wasn't talking. And I'm looking at Dan, and you know something's wrong. And I kind of had a weird mother's, like, leading going up to it, just where I prepared myself that something was not going to be right for some reason going in there. Just didn't feel right. So then she, like, ran out and didn't come back for 15 minutes. And it just was up on the wall of just this, like, image of this baby not moving. The doctor came in and told us that we'd probably lost the baby maybe week 11, maybe like a week. So, you know, you go home and you replay everything you've done. Like,
was it my fault?
Did I work out? Did I walk too much? Did I do this? You know, and it's like, there's, like I said, I didn't really have a lot of people to talk to about it, except my family who's, you know, who's so supportive and then they're so incredible, but it was there. No one had gone through it. So it was, you know, it wasn't it was like, you'll get pregnant. We can do this, you know? And it's like, I don't even know if I want to try again. You know, like that was, that's awful. But yes, so we had to do not one, but two DNCs with that baby because they thought they had completed the first time. And then I actually got a very severe infection weeks afterwards and had to, like, I went into, like, shock and had to be rushed to the emergency room for a second one.
Oh, wow.
Which is crazy. Then we took some time. I think it was 3 or 4 months to, like, let my body heal. And we got pregnant right away again.
Okay.
And so the doctor's not seeing anything wrong, and I'm kind of high risk. I have a few things. I have psoriatic arthritis and I have factor V Leiden. So they were kind of watching me a little bit deeper this time. And this one was around 7 weeks, slight heartbeat. So I got to see the baby and the heartbeat and the ultrasound and whatnot. And then it just kind of faded. So
that's second miscarriage.
Second. So then same thing. I had two DNCs. It's weird how this is all coming back. I kind of forgot everything. Mm-hmm. But then we got pregnant again. Like, my body healed. I got pregnant again. And to our surprise, we walk in and the ultrasound has two heartbeats. And they think that they actually saw a third. So they kept trying to chase it and, like, see. But it was like the echoing. I don't really understand. So I made them stop looking.
It was enough.
Right? And this was completely natural. Like, not in my family. We hadn't started any medicine, which, like, we were about to. Like, I would have done anything at this point just to have, you know. And so we just had natural twin boys and a very easy pregnancy, and we made it through. So, yeah. So then we had two kids.
Okay. Now, I am going to stop you there because there's more to the story with the twins.
Mm-hmm.
They were born how early?
Week 26, I went into labor. So the very first day of week 27 is when the boys came. So they were 2 pounds, 2.7 and 2.4, I think were the weights. Yeah, 2.7 and 2.4. Brady was 2.7.
I saw those boys in the NICU in episode 14 with Joy Holdmeyer. We talked about, she has a baby that was born 15 weeks early. And so we talked about NICU life, and she said, I think we should definitely do an episode of NICU
Absolutely.
Life. So you, for sure, and Joy, we're going to come back and we're going to talk about that. But the boys, we're fast-forwarding a whole lot because the boys are healthy.
Oh, absolutely.
They're great.
Insane.
But something that I want to bring up before we get to the next phase is what I mentioned a little bit earlier. So you and I were pregnant at the same time with our oldest kids.
Yep.
And you were pregnant first. You had told me. I got pregnant and nobody knew, but I approached you. And now I'm wondering if this was a very insensitive thing. So same situation, technically older as far as having a first child and the risk factors. And I pulled you, I think I sent you an email and I said, hey, are you around? And you said, no, what's up? I said, oh, I just want to talk to you.
Oh, I got so nervous. I will never forget that day.
And then you did come to me and I said, I have to talk to you. I think I said something along the lines of, how do you know if you're going to have a miscarriage?
Yep.
And you were great. But now I'm like, was that an insensitive thing to say?
Absolutely not. I mean, I was impressed by it. I don't really know how to describe it. You were prepared. I think you and I are very similar with how we envision things, like how we can like see things. And I just always thought, you know, like, God, you know, if something were to go wrong, like, I just need to prepare myself. Mm-hmm. Like, that's just how my mind works.
Yes.
Like, I think of the whole picture. Okay, I would like to get married and have kids, but what does that look like? And what could go wrong? And I don't live negatively, like, oh my gosh, like,
it's preparation.
It's, yeah, preparing myself for if this does happen. And it's, you were, I will never ever forget it. We were standing right there in like behind that wall right there talking mm-hmm. about it. And it was, absolutely not. That was not insensitive. If anything, like, I was so honored that you were comfortable with talking to me about that. And I hoped I was giving you the right information, but it's, everyone wants to hear things so differently.
Right.
When they're scared like that, like, it's
so scared.
And when you're scared, like, it goes on the whole pregnancy.
Yep.
You know, it's like, oh, you get to 13 weeks. Okay, now you have the whole second trimester.
Right.
And it's like, and then your body starts doing even weirder stuff where you question. I Googled something probably 5 times a day. What does this mean? You know, what does this mean?
You did give me good advice. And you said, you mentioned exercise. You were like, you can't think you worked out too hard.
No.
You can't think you ate the wrong food, because those aren't the things. You
no.
just can't control that.
It just wasn't that, you know, and in my doctor is our age and she is wonderful. And all she would say was, it just wasn't healthy. It wasn't anything that you did or your husband did or anything. Like, it just wasn't a healthy combination or a healthy egg or whatever it was. And it just was, okay, that made me feel better. But it's hard to believe that.
Right.
And it's I watched a lot of my friends go through it after I did. And it was, you had to keep saying it. You did nothing wrong. You did nothing wrong. And it's, you can't help but blame yourself. It's and
yeah.
you're hormonal on top of that. So you're having a surge and then it comes back down and you're trying to get your body back together and you're trying to be strong for your husband, which is crazy.
Exactly.
You know, you're trying to keep everyone together at the same time, you know, and making yourself okay. But
because that was what I was dealing with every day. And it's so crazy. But every day I went to the bathroom when I was pregnant with the oldest, I thought, is there blood?
Oh, yeah.
Am I okay? What is going on? And then that's not healthy. But like you said, that was, mm-hmm. I just kept preparing myself because.
But you had heard stories from your friends and like, you know. I mean, it's
the age reality
thing. Is scary.
Yeah. Yes. And the age thing. And I know that that's going to get better. But gosh, that was such a thing.
Oh, it's
you're
so,
high risk. You're high risk. You're high risk. It's like, I'm in my mid 30s.
Right.
Are you serious?
And I feel great. And that was like the scariest part when you do hear people like when they do miscarry and it's like everything's fine and you feel good. And then you're like, something's not right.
Right.
Like, it's just like there's nothing you can do. I mean, I remember one day at work. I was talking to a coworker. It was probably about 4 p.m. and I just started bleeding. I was pregnant with the boys, and I don't know if I've even told you this.
I was probably
16, 17.
Oh,
and I
gosh.
Was bleeding so bad that I ran to the bathroom, and thank God, you know, no one saw anything, but like my whole dress was covered. I had to run. I like wrapped a sweatshirt around and I ran to my car. And I had to sit in rush hour traffic and drive myself to Mercy. And I walked in and they're like, you're probably losing one or both. And I was like, okay, all right, here we go. I prepared myself. Dan finally got there and they're like, oh no, everything's fine. Both babies are, I mean, it was like, what?
Oh my God, Kate.
Like, there's no reason.
Because you did tell me that. You said, Jill, sometimes you might bleed.
Yeah.
And don't freak out. You will, but don't freak out.
Right. It could mean, it's, there's just so much. It's just crazy our bodies can do this. Like, it's so scary.
It is. It is so crazy. I think about that a lot. I'm like, oh my gosh.
The get a body. Baby.
Right.
Like, what?
What happened? And then I laugh
these
because
are mine?
I think about, too, just the crazy hormonal stuff. Like, one time I cried over lavender soap. Lavender is my favorite scent. Yes. But, and I cried because it stunk so bad. And I'm like, you know, it wasn't a about the soap and anyway.
And then everything starts to pour out.
It's
you
so
know,
ridiculous. It's so,
but it's like, and it takes a long time for our bodies to get back.
Yeah. Fast forward again now. So your twins were born in April. They just turned three.
Yep.
And
April Fool's babies.
April Fool's babies. I totally remember. I'll never forget
no
that.
No one believes me because I must have a sense of humor.
So then my oldest daughter was born in September. So it was a big running joke, whatever. We were had the boys are going to be her boyfriends.
Yep.
So I thought, and I think you thought, you guys were done,
yes.
right?
Yeah, we decided. Basically, poor Dan. I mean, yes, there were so many, like we were saying, I mean, you would go up and down, your hormones would be crazy, and then you'd get back on track and you'd feel good again and life would be normal again. And then like it would happen again. And so it was just, and again, that journey I went through, I mean, that's a year. People go through this for 10 years. You know, we watched so many of our friends go through this, and it was, so again, you feel silly telling your story sometimes because it's like, oh yeah, we had problems. And they're like, oh, you don't know problems, honey. Like, we've been doing this for a long, long time. So we decided one crazy day, like, okay, what do you think? Like, should we were so scared of having twins again is why we never wanted to try again.
Okay.
Because our doctors kept saying, like, your age, the fact that you had natural twins, like, this could happen again. And knowing me, it was going to happen again. And it was going to be two girls, and they were both going to have my personality, and it was going to be really scary. So we tried, and we got pregnant. And again, you probably know what I mean, but it's like you just know it wasn't right.
Uh-huh.
Like it was like, it wasn't the excitement that like you know something. Like it was like, okay, positive pregnancy test, and then it would be gone. You know, so it was like never enough to where I got to the hospital and like got to see the heartbeat or anything. So I think we had three
pregnancy positives,
but not, and then it would like go away.
Okay.
Like it was very clear. I feel like I have these crazy dreams and I know I'm pregnant every single time. And so Dan and I were like, that's it. We are so blessed. We have two beautiful kids. Like we're not going to go through this again. Like,
so we're talking a total of five technical miscarriages. I mean, I know you just said three, wasn't really.
Yeah, kind of like, yeah, it was like never confirmed by the doctor,
okay.
but like didn't have your period type pregnancies. And,
okay.
And then you would get a positive test and then it would go away.
So could there be more than five?
I think those are like the ones that I call. I'm pretty crazy. Like, I feel like I know right away if like I'm pregnant.
That's a lot.
I know, but it was, so that was like 3 months or maybe probably 4 months. And then all of a sudden, I'm not joking you, I am on a work call off of Olive. I will never forget this. And it's like 10:30. And I swerved through traffic and stopped at this Mexican place. And I'm sitting there eating a quesadilla with guac and chips. And it's 10:30 in the morning. And I was like, what is wrong with me? I was like, oh, no. I'm pregnant with triplets this time. Like, why am I so hungry? So I called Dan. I'm like, I'm pregnant. Like, it wasn't even positive on the pregnancy test yet. Like, that's how, like, crazy my body was. And so it came up, and we got pregnant, and it was the easiest, most wonderful pregnancy. Like, I was so happy to have, like, a regular 9-month normal pregnancy with Betty, and her name's Betty. And it was just such a blessing. I don't know. I just, with the boys, it was always so scary because of the risk of having twins. And then, I don't know, I had them at 6 months also. So yeah, we have three beautiful kids, and I'm so, they're just such miracles. Like, I love them so much.
So you carried Betty to term.
Yeah. I mean, we went a week early. They take me a week early, and then she came a week early. I left work.
I heard.
And my friend John Goodwin literally looked at me, the poor man sitting next to this beast of a pregnant woman every day eating and complaining it's hot. And I was like, I turned to him, I was like, John, is it really hot in here? Or is it just me? He was like, oh, babe, you got to go home. Like, you are a mess. And I went into labor that night. So it was, the journey was insane, but it was so, it was, every step was so worth it. And it's like, I'm just, thank God we had like the doctors and the hospitals and everyone that we have here. Like, I didn't have to go to like the extreme of going to like an infertility doctor, but we've had so many friends that have been able to, I mean, we have another best friend that has twin boys and they're the most beautiful things in the world. And you know, everyone's journey has been so different to get there, but you know.
And it's so crazy because when you were pregnant with Betty, I was pregnant with my second. Right. Like, what?
It's like,
happening?
I know we're on the same page. And it's like,
and we're done.
It's so, me, oh, me too. Please, that's what someone said the other day. They're like, you're pregnant. I was like, I've never wanted something so bad in my life and then want something to go away so badly in my life as well. Like, I, like, we'd be so blessed if another kid came. But at the same time, like, it's so nice to think, like, now, like, this is our family. Now we can, like, plan and, like, do things with just the five of us. And
did the boys just love their little sister?
Oh, they're so funny with her. It is. They are just, they are their mother. They look, one's very similar to my husband, and one is similar
adorable.
To me, where
they
has this imagination of just, what is going on? what did you just make over there? Like, cool. No, it was worth it. It's funny. I think you said when I first came in here, I forgot everything because I blocked everything out, and it's weird to take this journey back into it and like talk about it again.
I have to tell this funny little story because, I mean, I give mad props to anyone who has multiples. And when I was pregnant with Lou, I said, I kind of wish I was pregnant with twins. You know, I just have it or whatever. Oh, hell no. So you came over to visit. So again, the boys, they came in April and then Lou came in September a few years ago. And you came over and I opened the door and I was like, how do you do this? I don't even think I said hi. How do you do this? I looked like a mess. I had these. I was a mess. How do you do this with two? I can't do this with one. And you said, oh, I drink a lot and I block things out. I'm like, okay. And so then I'm like, well, Kate says she drinks a lot. So I think maybe I should start drinking a lot. And I'm telling people and you're like, Jill, I was joking. Like,
I heard that from a mutual friend. I was like, Jill said that I drink a lot. And I was like, oh my God, I was just joking. Like, I was like, I wish I could go out still. Like, you have one beer and you're like done for the week. I was laughing so
that's
hard.
That's her coping mechanism. She drinks a lot. I'm going to start doing it.
I wish I could be one of those women that like goes home and like enjoys a glass of wine and like winds down like
one day.
Yeah. I'm just like I'm not a wine drinker. And then you're so tired.
How the heck do you do it with twins? And how old is Betty now? She's
Betty's
9 months?
9 months this week. Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
How?
We keep a very, very organized, strict house. No.
I said this to Dan one time when we were all at a work event. I said, oh, are your boys going through the phase right now where they're just like all about Kate? They just want their mom. They just want their mom. They cling to their mom because, oh my God, Lou will not leave me alone. He goes, no, Jill, they take who they can get because there's two of them.
Exactly. Like any attention. Like it is strange. I mean, we've always had a two-person working home like you guys, you know, so it's like they're used to having a nanny. They're used to having babysitters. And now it's like now they're old enough where they're starting to ask and you feel so, you know, you feel so guilty. Their question is, you come back? Oh, my heart. Like, yes, I'm coming back. Like, it's.
Yeah. Yesterday, Lou said to me, are you going to say goodbye? And I said, yeah. She goes, I don't want you to say goodbye. I want you to stay. I'm like, oh, hell.
Yep. I'll call in sick. What do you need me to do?
Oh, no. What
it's so sad. I mean, but then they'll start school and then they'll have, you know, it's always been fun. And I always say, this is my favorite stage. And
it's fun.
This is a cool stage.
It's
like to be
fun.
Able to take them to carnivals or take them to things and like watch them process things.
So I know we totally got off track.
Right. Welcome to me. Sorry.
That's us. That's how we are. I mean, I'm very thankful that I had you during both journeys. And that is something I didn't know. And like I said, with the episode with Erica, as a person who technically didn't suffer infertility, I wanted to bring her on and bring you on to talk about the journey, because there are other women that have gone through it. And I think one thing that she brought up, and I you're probably going to feel the same way. She had a really tough time in her journey as far as seeing everybody else get pregnant.
Yes.
She lost some friends. She left a job because of it. And so I asked her, I said, well, what do the individuals like me do for people like you? And she said, nothing.
Nothing. This is my worst moment through the whole journey. And I still, like, you know, when you like flash to something and you think about it, and it makes me like just stop breathing. But my best friend and my other best friend, my sister, both in the same day told me that they were pregnant, and they both had the same due date as my birthday. And I had just gotten home maybe the weekend before from, like, I think it was my second DNC. And I handled it fine with my best friend at lunch. I was very, like, I always talked about this with my friend who kind of got me through it, like, where you know what to say. I'm so happy for you. I'm so excited.
Don't worry about me.
Yeah, I'm okay. Don't stop. I'm fine. Like, which I really meant, but you had to practice to say it. Like, I really was so happy for everybody. Like, and it was, but sometimes you just needed to say it like a robot and say it nicely, because it was so hard to watch. And but my sister came over that night. I'll never forget this. And her husband walked in the door, and I just knew. And she goes, I have something to tell you, and I need to tell you in person. And I said something along the lines of, I can't hear this right now. Instead of giving her a hug, she's my world. Like, and I didn't give her a hug, and I walked away, and I took it out on her. And when it was such a joyous moment for her, I totally squashed it. And it was awful. But, you know, it's, Erica and I talked about that a lot, and I told her that story, but it was it's hard. You see people that weren't even trying getting pregnant, and you see people like, oh, stop thinking about it and you'll get pregnant. It's like, that's not how this works. Like,
you're always thinking about it.
Although you do hear a lot of people when they go on vacations, you end up getting pregnant, but it's, so I'm not going to say that that's real, but it's tough. But just know that your time will come, whether it's you have your babies yourself, or you get to adopt, or you get to foster. Like, everyone just has different paths. And it's like, we started looking into adoption just like, not fully, but like starting asking questions of our friends who have done that. Like, how long is the process? And, you know, it's, but there's ups and downs with that too. You know, it's,
right.
It's,
and something
tough.
You said earlier, and I wanted to bring that back, because I think that this is so important. This goes back to kind of maybe what people don't talk about, or what you're trained to think, like, you have to be positive. You have to, of course you have to be positive.
Right.
Of course God has a plan, but it's life.
Right.
You were allowed to hurt. You were allowed to have pain. You were allowed to take it out on people and then recognize.
Yes.
And realize. And that's the biggest thing, is I think sometimes people just forget you can be human.
Yes.
It's making sure you have your pity party for a minute, and then getting out and trying to figure out what's next.
Yep.
You have to.
And that's the hardest part. It's one of my best friends ended up having a miscarriage, I would say right after. Oh, no, it was, we were pregnant at the same time with the boys and her daughter. So right before that, she had had a miscarriage. And I remember her calling and saying, I'm so sorry I wasn't there for you the way that you have been there for me. And I said, I did the same thing to everyone. Like, whether it was, you know, family, I didn't have like close friends, but like people who had had it, I said, I just didn't understand it. But the second you hear that you're pregnant, you plan everything in your life. You know, you have that nursery planned, you have, oh, it's going to be a girl. Like, I don't care if it's, you're 5 seconds pregnant or 30 weeks pregnant, you have that miscarriage. It's dreadful. It is awful. And people, you know, should feel comfortable talking about it. It is not, we're tough. Women are tough, but we need each other to be able to talk to. But life goes on, you know, every time. And it always ends up like, got to take a different path sometimes.
You're amazing.
Oh my gosh, no. I love you. I mean, honestly, like you said, I'm so grateful for our friendship that we were able to get during this time. I mean, I was so honored that you came to me. And like, that was, honestly, I thought I was in trouble with something. I don't know. That is what, having babies is what brought us together. And it's been so special. I can't imagine like being this company without you.
I love you too. Ditto.
Oh, thank you for having us.
For having me.
I'm not pregnant, I promise.
Thank you for joining me for today's episode. Make sure you subscribe, rate, and if you're feeling really generous, write me a review. And don't forget to join me next week for a new episode of Two Kids and a Career.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.